verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Hi, this is Pastor Carson Jeffries from Empowering Life Church. You can find us at elc-i.com. Yo soy el Pastor Carson Jeffries de la Iglesia Empowering Life Church. Nos puedes encontrar en la red www.elc-i.com.
I'm Minister Ricky Vargas from Hearst. You can get a hold of me at www.overflowsglory@gmail.com. My number is 682-234-2670. We're here today with a special guest that we're going to interview today. And I got one of my friends from Houston. Good to see you, Brother Rich.
Hey, man, my name is Prophet Rich Flores. You can reach us at 832-782-8490. Also at global_crusade@yahoo.com. Amen, Jesus.
All right. And our special guest, Terry McElman. How are you?
Well, it's great to be with you today, Tina, and to meet you face to face after some Facebooking and
That's
some
right.
emailing
That's
and
right.
phone calling. So
it's always
to
nice
be,
to put a face
yes,
with all of that.
Great to be a part of this tonight.
So we want to right away jump in, and there's so much to know about you, and we want to find out what actually started you with the music industry. Was it a family member that was in the music industry, or were you the pace setter of your family? How did that all start?
Well, I had a fairly unusual gift that God seemed to deposit in me when I was born. I was actually born with a defect in my head called cranial stenosis, where the soft spot closes up prematurely.
Okay, all right.
And the doctor told my mom that I probably wouldn't live. And so she carried me around the hospital for a couple of weeks. She said, Lord, just let him live.
Yeah.
And I'll give him to you for whatever you want, you know, for your service. And I think that as he healed me and opened up that soft spot in my head again, he deposited a gift, and I started playing the piano when I was 3 years old as a result of that.
Wow.
So it was a fairly unusual thing, kind of a child prodigy, I guess.
My goodness. And did someone in the family teach you, or?
No, that was totally Holy Spirit inspired.
Wow.
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 That's amazing.
Yeah. So along with that, God was just really crafting a heart of worship in me from a very young age. Just a very sensitive, tender heart to where he would move on me as a six-year-old and I would weep and weep. And it was I realize it now that it was not a normal thing, you know, as I watch other little children. But, you know, God has a purpose for every person that he makes.
Right.
And his purpose for me was going to be worship, even though I didn't realize that at such a young age.
My goodness. And so you started to play the piano, and then along came singing with it, I would imagine.
Singing developed, you know, in the teenage years. Started to direct the church youth choir from the piano. So I would sing with them and play, and then played the organ and the piano for church services as a teenager. And just little by little, you know, God's visitation would come upon me and take me a rung higher on the ladder in his glory.
Amen.
Brother, quick question. Praise and worship. Worship is so important. You know, the Lord laid on my heart that worship is like setting out the red carpet for the Holy Spirit. Can you give me your feeling on the meaning of worship? What it really means?
Well, you know, the first word that comes to my mind is adoration. And but worship is a response. Worship entails you giving something back to God for who he is, not so much for what he does for us. That comes in the praise and the thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But worship is simply adoring his beauty, his love, you know, his wonderful character and his mercy and his grace and his, you know, his loving kindness to us. And I don't think there's a higher calling on the earth than that of a worshiper. I think that's the first reason God made man, was to give his love away and receive love back from man.
I agree with you. Can I just take this on to some of the Spanish folks?
Oh, absolutely.
La pregunta que hice al hermano, tenemos aquí un hermano muy reconocido en la música, el hermano Michael McCallum. Y él estaba dando un poquito su testimonio de que cómo el Señor lo llegó a depositar en él el don de adoración y alabanza. Él canta mucho y él estaba hablando de que cuando era un niño, cuando recién nacido, el doctor le había dicho, porque nació con una enfermedad, de que no iba a vivir, pero su mamá siguió orando por él en el hospital, y cómo ella oraba al Señor para que el Señor lo pudiera, que él se pudiera recuperar y que ella lo iba a entregar al Señor. Y él estaba compartiendo cómo el Señor hizo la obra y cómo el Señor depositó en él el don de adoración y alabanza.
It's so amazing what you were saying about your head. You were growing up, and the enemy is warring against you.
Yes, yeah. I don't think I think that Satan did not want my life to begin.
Right.
He had a foretaste of what God had designed somehow.
Right. And, see, he doesn't know the will of God, but he knew God had deposited something inside of you.
Yes.
And he wanted to destroy that because that's his plan.
Yes.
But my question is that I feel that a lot of people, when God raises up people in the worship, I love to worship the Lord. Your CDs have really been a place where we've seen the clouds, the glory clouds.
Wow.
Smoke, we've seen all that. And I believe that worship prepares the heart of the hearer.
Yes.
Because it brings brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
And not all worship is anointed. You remind me of David, how anybody can sing, but when David would sing, there was demons that were coming out of people.
Yeah. Mm.
And there was healing in me, in my heart, through the music. And so my question is even deeper than this, and what I'm asking you, do you get lost in worship, that sometimes you forget about the crowd?
Sometimes that happens, and you know, with all the ups and downs of life, I'm at a point in my ministry now where I really don't care about the crowd.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Those who are there and are true worshipers, they're going to come along.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Those that are looking for a show are going to be greatly disappointed. Because that's not what I'm all about. I'm all about His presence.
Right, right.
If His presence enters the service or a meeting, everything changes.
That's right.
If His presence does not enter that service, then we're just kind of play church.
Right.
That's
one of the things that when I seen you at Calvary, you don't perform, you worship.
Mm.
A lot of people in the entertainment, you know, they perform for the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that you're a worshiper. That's what I see in you.
That's a mandate from heaven. I have to do that.
Wow. Amen. That's awesome.
I really didn't have any questions. I just wanted to listen to what's going on. You know, that's all day long. I said, look, why do you want me to come today? You know, what's my purpose? I came to golf. Be as honest as I can. I took some time off. I've been on the road nonstop for 6 months. I told the Lord, you know, I'm going to leave this small crusade that I've had up in Vernon, Texas, and I'm going to take some time off and just relax. And then they invite me to come to this meeting here this evening. And, you know, man of God, if I can call you man of God, I have 7 international recordings. The majority of it all is in Spanish.
Mm, yes.
It has been now in different countries, being distributed in different countries. And now I guess I understand what God wanted me to be here, to hear you out. Since I was a child, I've had many spiritual attacks on my life. When I was at the age of 11 years old, I remember the doctor tell my mom, you know, he'll be totally deaf by the time he's 18.
Mm.
And sure enough, I had a spiritual battle where my eardrums were busted and I can only hear with one ear.
Mm.
So all my life, they told me that I couldn't go in the military. I went into the military, and then as I got out of the military, they told me that I would never be able to sing because I couldn't hear in stereo. I'm on my 7-year national recording now. And I've been in places like in, you know, Canada, other places where people don't understand any Spanish, yet everybody buys my music strictly because of the anointing.
Yes.
It's the anointing. I know when I have ministered in other countries and I don't speak their language and there's no translator while you're singing, they still get touched.
Exactly.
And they feel the same presence,
right.
You know,
Amen.
Even though they're not really sure what words you're singing, there is something that's transferred to their spirits.
Amen.
That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
You know the scripture says that he abides in the praise of his people, right? That's where he dwells, right? And one thing that the Lord's really been touching on my heart is praise and worship. You touched it, brother, when you said it's about him. And a lot of times we make them, you know, we come to church and we're, like you said, trying to get something from it instead of bringing something to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that praise and worship does that. And one thing the Lord's been laying on my spirit is, well, if he abides in the praise of his people, if that's where he dwells, then where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important. That's what you're touching on, that even though it's not the same language, the Spirit is there, you know, and he's international.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And so lead us in now. We're going to end this segment. We have a few minutes here, but I wanted to hear how you went from a worship leader to starting to record and then to what we're going to be playing.
Well, Tina, back in 1998, God kind of moved on me in Colorado Springs where I was living and said, gather the people of your city. I want to bring an open heaven to Colorado Springs.
Mm.
And I had gone through some really wilderness years there, so much so that I didn't even want to try again, because I had tried about everything I could to make something happen. It just hadn't happened.
Mm.
But God would wake me up, and he would just that gentle way of the Holy Spirit just nudging you. You know, he'd wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning. He'd say, gather the worshipers. There was a new facility there called the World Prayer Center, so I went to them and said, could I just use your chapel to do this, just to be obedient to God?
That's right.
And I did that, and God began to bring people in from just Baptist churches and Assemblies of God churches and Presbyterian and Lutheran and Catholic and Jewish. And,
wow.
And nobody, you know, there were people there that weren't anything. They just wanted to come. And so every Wednesday at noon, we would have an hour of worship.
Nice.
And so we would have 300 or 400 people that would just skip lunch, and we called it lunch with the Lord.
Wow!
And they would just cram in there, and people were getting healed, and marriages were getting restored, and just all kinds of things started happening. Nobody would preach or teach. We wouldn't make any announcements. We had a self-service communion table off to the side if you wanted to serve yourself. And we just worshiped for an hour. And out of
those,
some new songs came to me during that time. And so we finally recorded a few of those meetings and made a CD called Live Worship from the World Prayer Center.
Okay.
And that's the one that began to just go around the world. It's like God had his own marketing program.
That's right.
So somebody would visit the World Prayer Center, and they happened to be going to Poland next week, and they would take a box of live worship with them to Poland. And someone was going to Israel, and they would take a couple boxes to Israel, and things just started going like that. And it was amazing to watch. You know, it's like when God put his finger on my head, just boom, everything that I had tried for years just suddenly happened, you know. And it's like, boy, promotion only comes from the Lord.
That's right.
You can't get there any other way if he doesn't do it.
Absolutely.
And that's what I found out. So it's been a wild ride. I've made about 10 CDs. And
10. Make sure to get all those.
And there's a new one coming
out. And a new one.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead us into the two songs that you brought for us this evening. And so tell us about the new CD.
The new CD is called A Worshipful Christmas. And a few years ago, God began to give me some Christmas worship. And so we finally have gotten to the place where we put a CD together with a few of the standard carols, but most of it's new material, and I think people will really be blessed by it.
Oh, I think so, too. Well, we're going to play two of those songs from your latest CD. And how do the listeners actually get a copy of that?
They can find me on Facebook, or they can go to www.terrymccalman.com.
Okay.
And order that way.
And all right. And so it's actually available now.
It will be in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we're getting real close.
Sounds great. Well, just in time for the holidays, we're going to play two from Terry McCallum. And again, his website is terrymccallum.com.
Yeah.
If you'd like to pick up a copy of that. And be sure to stay tuned to Chris to the Rock every Saturday night from 10:30 until 1 a.m. here on 100.7 FM, Chris to the Rock.
I love you. chosen couple waits to meet their soul's delight. And then the Holy One is born. Heaven rejoices. Lift up your voices and join the anthem. Holy, holy, holy is thy King. Worthy, worthy, all creation sees. The majesty of heaven so adores.
Thank you.